friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX.
August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Unfucking real. It is Friday night. And you know what that means, don't ya? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the world's greatest internet radio show ever. It is now time for Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight we have the usual assortment of news, topics, male frontal nudity, and even a rapper. Figure that one out. Also tonight, well, we need you. We want everybody out there listening right now live, and that means you're listening. It's Friday night. You're live. You're listening. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the chat link. Get in our chat room. irc.slashnet.org /spankwagon, or even easier, just click the link. Hey, we want you to look at us too. We got people in the studio, and just to prove it to you, we have the webcam. They're real, not cutouts. They talk. It's an amazing thing. But you can check that out, spankwagon.net. Woot. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. So why do we have strangers in the green room?
Oh, why?
Do you even know them?
Yeah.
Is it like a friend of a friend or someone who... Yeah, like, maybe.
Okay, let's just be realistic here.
Okay.
And I'm going to be brutal. I haven't even checked anything yet, so let's just say it. There's a woman out there with giant breasts. What makes you think that Decaf's not going to bump into her and say, "Hi, would you like to come on the internet with me?" I mean, good lord.
Come on the internet with me. Wouldn't they get electrocuted? Damn, we just took out Google with that thrust.
I plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth?
Fifth my ass.
As the first time.
What, fifth of what, Jack?
Now
you're teasing me. I'm not going to ask where you know her from. I'm not going to ask where you met her. There's no point because I'm sure it's got MySpace something to do with it.
Oh.
No, you're wrong.
Did you meet her in Mexico? Is she smuggling twins into those things? Good God, man.
I met her in
class. She's out there laughing now.
I met her in class.
You met her in class.
Spanish you have class?
Yeah. Well, I don't got that kind of class.
Yeah,
shit. I got the class you have to walk in and sit down and act like you're awake and shit.
Oh, that kind for of parole.
Like that. Brittany has to go to class? Is that it?
She's a friend from class.
She's a friend from class, and you brought her here. Are you fucking retarded?
Yes, I am.
Rule number one is you do not bring real life friends into this studio.
Okay, they will no longer be friends after the fact.
Good God, man.
After the therapy and after the insurance payments we had to do last time we had a friend here, as I give air quotes,
let's just look at the people that we've brought into this studio. Just a flashback, okay? We had the dominatrix who brought the tranny with her, okay?
And I wasn't there for
that. Oh, yes. I was just telling them about that, too, when we were out there.
Yeah. We've had the cannibal girl. We've had the suicide girl. We've had the wannabe porn star.
We've had a lot of death and destruction here.
Yeah, no shit. We've got the fat kid from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah. Notice who hasn't come to the studio. Anybody we know from real life that we haven't brought in specifically to torture and berate.
But she's special. She has special qualities.
Is that special qualities? Are those double D's? Are those the qualities you're referring to?
I plead the fifth.
I hear stomping. I think they're leaving.
She might have left.
They're leaving.
Oh, did she leave?
I think they left.
I don't know. We heard stomping out there.
Who knows what that's
Are they
about.
Together, by the way? Because if they are...
Then your ass is dead.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well.
I don't know. Maybe, sort of. Kind of? Maybe.
Are you jealous?
Huh?
Jealous?
Yes. I am. Shit, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
I am brokenhearted.
I could see.
No, but...
You're like a country western song, only blacker.
Without the rhythm.
No, but, with extra rhythm. Enough for all of us whiteys in the studio.
But her friend, the rapper Ashley, I just met him today. I met him today.
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Go ahead, tell us about her.
What, how I met her? Or tell her what?
Because you're brokenhearted, right? Like a country song?
Yes. Contemplating going out somewhere. It was all going good until I told her my age.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Do you need to tell us about this? Is it painful?
My name's okay. Big Pappy Decaf.
We haven't done this in a while. Is it painful talking about this?
What, the age?
No, about the girl.
Oh.
Since he can't have her because she's too young for
is
you,
it
right?
Is it painful?
Go ahead, dude. You can tell us about
it. No, man, it's not painful. I just almost committed suicide, though, but it's not painful. It was like, you know, I was in class, right, and we were saying hola and...
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? And I turned around and I...
She said, ¿cómo estás? You said, can I come on you? There's a difference.
Then I saw her face, and then I looked down and didn't look back up.
I had no idea that the subject of this class was the Grand Canyon.
Can I go on the sky bridge? Can I go on the sky bridge, please? All right.
Wow. Haven't broken that one out in a while.
No, we haven't. Hey, we retired the bit, which is amazing that you brought it back.
Which bit?
What bit? We retired the chief bit.
Well, chief has been gone for a fucking year. I know. What the fuck? Of
He's
course you're going to retire.
Vampires.
In Romania this week. Hey, spankwagon.net's the official website of what you're listening to. Check us out online, spankwagon.net. Oh, Jesus.
Did someone forget
to uncheck all of their stuff?
You know, I'm having a problem with my playlist. Like, I can't rearrange things.
Well, because you're not in the playlist then. You're in the main music window.
I'm in the playlist.
Oh, okay.
He's in the playlist.
Which
one should bring up my thing? What I want to talk about.
We're not talking about anything yet, goddammit.
We'll get to it.
Damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, the greatest internet radio station.
Station? Show ever?
In the world!
Why don't you choke on it? Hold on a minute there, son. Okay, now we want people to join us. Play along.
Hey,
By the way, is this
the same stuff your counter's made out of?
Yes.
Sweet.
I'm your host, Trencher.
Oh, I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And I'm Murphy.
All right. We want everybody to play along, and of course, we have several ways to do it. Chat room. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the chat link.
Ooh, chat rooms.
You can chat with us. It's great. We have Toe in there right now. We want to get more people in there.
Ooh, Toe. ASL.
Hitting on the listeners. All right. So,
it's better than hitting on the guests.
Well, I think they left, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'm going to be a lech. I do it in real life.
Yeah, really. By the way, we want to remind everybody to call us because we have the $20,000 phone system that never gets used. No, it gets used when you're gone.
What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know, but they call us like mad when you're gone. It's beautiful. So all you have to do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. Pretty simple. Give us a call.
Do that in Spanish, dude.
Again?
The number? Uno? Oh, 1-866.
1-866 number.
Damn, I'm trying to remember what LV Rock says. Is LV Rock on that side?
No, here's the numbers, the top line.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
Jesus.
Come on, man. You know I need a piece of paper for this shit.
I only been doing this for 2 years. I ain't got no fucking reading credit. It's Spanish, bitch.
Hey, I got an A.
Toe says 27 Toe, Kansas.
Damn it. Uno, ocho, seis, seis, cinco, ocho, siete, seis, dos, cinco, siete.
Work it out, man. Work it out.
Yeah, I know. I should be much faster, too.
It's numbers. Everybody should be watching enough Sesame Street.
Vamanos. I never watched Sesame Street when I was a kid.
Oh, that's right. You have to have a TV. I keep forgetting these
little
details.
He watched Crackheads on the street. That's pretty much it.
You know what? I did, and they're very entertaining.
I got a story. You're not going to believe this, but...
We're not doing stories.
I got a story. This ties into this.
Nope.
Shut the fuck up. I'm still bored out. You want to play this game? No, great story. Talk about weird stuff that happens. I grew up in a black neighborhood. I shit you not.
In Iowa?
In Iowa. The only black neighborhood in Iowa.
Shut the fuck up. Now I know you lied. That would be the
Here's how you know. Here's how you know I grew up in a black neighborhood. There was a Labor Day.
You took your dicks out?
Would you shut the fuck? I found a gun in my front yard once.
Did you?
Found a gun in my front yard. There you go. No, actually, black neighborhood. It was a parade. I don't remember for what or for why, but it was a parade. And this is like 1978, 1979. There was a black dude with green paint on going as the Incredible Hulk because that was huge on TV. Imagine my confusion. I'm like a little white boy going, wait a minute, that don't look like Lou Ferrigno. All right. Murph? Yes, are you going to talk tonight, later on
no,
tonight?
No, I am.
About your Halo experiment?
Yes, we will talk about the Halo experiment.
Good, because people were asking about that one last week.
It was painful is the only way to really describe it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you're not.
Was it a good pain? No, actually, I am. Actually, you know what? I will say this. A lot of listeners, a lot of people listening to it. So that caught me off guard, like, in a good way.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that later. We'll bring that up.
Good. So, all right, a little bit of news, geek news for sure tonight, because I got some Uber geek news. Gotta love Uber geek news.
Countdown Daily presented by IBM.
The hell?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, you want me to turn your mic down now, or
no.
How are we going to do this?
No. I was just, I forgot
you to went to ESPN.
I did, and I forgot to hit the pause button as soon as I did.
Now, hit your volume button. Can I hear that? Oh, man, okay. You're going to have to give me hand signals on this one. So, there we go. Too bad there wasn't a way we commuted on your end without the stupid Apple. Fucking
yeah, I
apples.
Know. Nah, whatever.
I got reader mail. I got viewer mail.
Sweet!
Reader, viewer, and listener mail, I guess, is what you can call this. So I got that to go over. We'll go over that in a little bit. I got restaurant guides.
Cool.
Gotta love these restaurant guides. Love them to pieces. So we'll go over that in a little bit. What do you got? Damn.
I don't know.
You know, breaking down the fourth wall here for just a second. We had a pre-show, one of our many actual real honest-to-goodness pre-shows where we didn't stare at each other and jack off. Decaf here is in the second chair. Now, I don't know if anybody understands the significance of the second chair, but it's the chair that basically, you know, it's all talent on this side and all hard work on that side now. At least that's what we're being told.
Yeah.
So you got to come prepared, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Notice I threw the boy out there trying to act all tough.
But the thing is, you know, when you find out 5 minutes before the show that you've been promoted to second chair.
And you were so ecstatic and happy about it that you couldn't do anything but cheer.
Did I cheer?
I think you did. He did.
I did.
But because that means now.
I still feel weird about being second chair.
No, you want to know what's great about what Murphy's doing now? Now that he's not second chair, he doesn't have to talk to us and he can play EverQuest all through the show like he used to.
It wasn't EverQuest, it was World of Warcraft, and I only used to
bit. Slightly less gay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know, kind of like the difference between being from Vegas and being from Iowa.
Are you trying to you're not from Vegas, Brit boy.
I didn't say I was.
Okay, good point. Who here is from Vegas? Are you from Vegas?
Yeah, I'm from Vegas.
Okay.
I'm the only one that can make that point. He's slightly less gay than you.
Only dressing like this and he's calling me less gay, or him less gay.
Hey, man.
He's got style.
That's right.
Good point.
You're wearing an Iowa t-shirt and a failed Vegas baseball team hat.
And you're wearing the Tennessee Titans Pac-Man Jones commemorative cap.
That's right.
You have the Michael Vick dog hair underwear on too, don't you?
No, just the chewy toy at home.
All right. It's 15 and 16 after. Why don't we go ahead and cut to a break? Actually got a song here.
Of course you do.
Let me actually read this first because it ties into it. But Joker sent us an email. Last week we were talking about the illegal immigrants, and you thought the comment of the first lawn, because I really didn't know what you call the White House lawn, so I called it the first lawn. Seemed to work for me. He loved that shit. But he goes, talking about illegal immigrants in the White House, a few years ago, a senior senator who was a major figurehead against illegals was found to be employing several in his home. Whoops. I can't believe Decaf missed also one of the major reasons why this is such a huge topic, the immigration. Whitey is on the way out. By 2015, whites are going to be the same as Native Americans. Hard to find.
Thank
nice.
God. It's about fucking time. Shit, I'm tired.
Now, this obviously scares Whitey, which is a top reason Republicans are really pushing for stricter laws and also using that to take away attention from war, which is another advantage. Because as soon as the illegals' legal children reach a voting age, who's going to elect the white guy?
It got all quiet too and shit.
Think about that. You know, it's like we didn't touch on that at all. Who's, you know, these children who are born legally here in the United States.
Well, who's going to elect the white
guy? Did I just get to a fucking elevator?
So, who will it be? Will it be candidate A, the white guy? Candidate B, the black guy? Or candidate C, the Mexican guy?
Olé!
I think it's going to be the Mexican guy.
Nice, the Mexican guy.
Ain't no one voted for the black guy even.
But that was from Joker sending us that wonderful email.
Joker.
He also then went on to make a request to play some Flogging Molly if I ever leave this world alive. So thanks for sending us the email, and here's your music request as we go to break. Murph, what are they listening to?
You're listening to Spagwagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment.
If I ever leave this world alive, well, thank you for the things you did in my life. If I ever leave this world alive, I'll come back down and sit beside your feet tonight. Wherever I am, you'll always be more than just a memory. If I ever leave this world alive, world alive, I'll take on all the sadness that I left behind. If I ever leave this world alive, the madness that you feel will soon subside. So in a word, don't shed a tear, I'll be here when it all gets weird. If I ever leave this world alive, so when in doubt, just call my name. Just be world, but if I ever leave this world alive, she says, I'm okay. Shut up!
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
What was that shit? You don't want to listen to white music, man.
What, Blue Man Group? It definitely isn't white music then, is it?
Oh, music, you know I'm mad because I can't afford the tickets. So that's why I'm pissed off about it.
Dude, take some pop cans to recycling for once, okay?
No, the Mexicans come and take it out the garbage in the morning before I have a chance.
Wait, that mean you mean that wasn't you I saw walking the pallets in front of my house?
No, that was my brother. Oh, he's the garbage man.
Got it.
He is a garbage man, though.
Oh, he's a garbage. I thought like trash man was like a designation. Yo, man, you're the trash man. You know? No.
Blacks do garbage, Mexicans do lawns. See, dog.
Square hedges, got it. Murph, are you having problems over there?
I just can't get that stinger to play.
No problem.
Yeah, the testicle difficulties. Yes.
Kind of annoys me because I really wanted to play it.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out for the next break. By the way, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. I think I'll hand this all over entirely now to you.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on, man?
This shit.
This is my second fucking interview in a year.
Yeah, I know. Guess what? Go for it. It's your interview.
All right. I brought a black person to the studio.
Oh, my God!
It was a Mexican the first time and a black person. How you like that, huh?
Wow, diversity.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm bringing up more crackers when y'all got enough.
Equal opportunity interviewing. That's us.
Yep, totally. We're going to let you get a word in edgewise, honest. We'll even get your mics on as soon as I figure out which ones they are. Why don't go ahead and introduce your guest?
Okay. I have Sun Krillin.
Wait, what? What was the name again?
Sun Krillin.
Okay, that was on the license. What the fuck does that mean? Because it's on your license plate. Oh, I'm thinking Krull, like the movie with the bad like spinning blade. Krillin.
That's the first thing I said. I said, Son Krillin. I said, I don't know what the fuck. He said, what the fuck does it mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know what's Krillin. Krillin. It must be some new shit, so.
Dragon Ball Z. There was a character on Dragon Ball Z when I was real young, before I even started rapping. There was this character that I really liked. And I chose his name, and then later you find that he gets his ass whooped in every episode.
Whoops.
Yeah. But by then it had already grown on me. So
I get it. Okay.
And Son, well,
Son,
there's a lot behind it, but basically, so I won't get copyright infringement.
Oh, there you go.
So that's the.
Oh, you bit someone shitty, but you can't talk about it.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Hey, at least he's thinking ahead like that, you know. Only copyright infringement. Give him credit.
So what did you bite? I get you to tell me. And who you got next to you?
I have a very good friend of mine who hooked up this interview, Jessica, the one that you guys were referring to as the big jugs, I believe, earlier.
Titties, actually. Titties would be a little more
titties
accurate.
Titties is proper. It's a proper term in this
titties,
studio.
Titties, breast assists, jubblies.
Oh, my God.
Cans.
Cans.
Mommy pillows.
Oh, yeah. Snuggle, baby. Snuggle.
Oh, there you go. But wait. We already got yelled at, you see, because during the break, he's like, no, wait a minute. I thought I'm the guest, and you guys are like, boobs, boobs, boobs. Oh, yeah, we got a rapper. Boobs, boobs, boobs. Rapper. Boobs, 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 boobs. Rapper.
Wrong button.
What the fuck?
I was actually going for this one.
Nice.
Our usual fare.
Lowe's, you'll hit the, well, you know, so, the other Krillin. Secret stuff that you have on your computer.
Oh, you want me to launch the porn?
Nah.
No, don't launch the porn.
Don't launch the porn.
Don't launch the porn.
Not yet.
I got some brutal stuff this week.
No.
Okay. Well, let's get back to our interview. Do my interview. God damn it.
It's an interview already.
So, Son Krillin. So, how old are you, first of all, man?
I'm 21. 21. About to be 22 around Thanksgiving.
Damn, youngsters. But anyway, so what got you into rapping?
Well, at first it was poetry in the beginning as a young, in my younger days. And then I ran into this guy named Treble, my best friend in the world. Producer.
Treble or Treble?
Treble, like Treble Clef in the music. Howard is his real name. Treble is his rap name. I ran into him and he was one of the young cats doing everything from producing to dancing to singing to rapping and everything. And he influenced me to take the poetry, put it behind a beat, and start going from there. So in the beginning, the poetry was weak. It was, you know, roses are red type bullshit.
Roses are red. I got my gun in the back.
Yeah.
You're like, right.
Just about.
That's hardcore.
I got my gangster Lee, and I'm watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You're like, okay. But so you started at did you practice to get the rap skills? How do you get it?
Basically a lot of practice in the 7th, 8th grade, you know what I'm saying, the rap scene wasn't
did you do the standoff things where everyone's getting the circle and then you go and rap and then you cap on each other and shit like that?
Yeah, rap battles were real prominent around early high school. In junior high school, we didn't do no rap battles. We were afraid of beef. We were afraid of all types of competition.
Are you here?
I'm personally afraid of chicken most of the time, but
for what?
Nothing, sorry.
You prefer fried chicken?
So I said I'm afraid of chicken. I wouldn't say I prefer fried chicken. I guess technically over here, I guess I prefer corned beef hash and potatoes, but that's just me.
Yeah, no.
I can't tell if she's laughing or coughing. Nice.
We got talking to Marcus.
This is so funny.
Oh, you got to get up on it like it's a giant black cock. So then just get your mouth right up there on it. Come on, don't act like it's the first time.
Oh!
I messed up.
That's not right.
No, you do got to get it because you can't hear shit you say.
Yeah, these are fairly sensitive or insensitive microphones.
I was about to say.
As insensitive as you.
Yeah, so, well, flammable, inflammable. Fuck all right, yourself.
You got to tell the truth now, man. This is a spank ragged, goddammit. Did you cry any of the rap battles, man?
Not there.
Not there. See, that's it. You go home and you kind of like
did you go home and cry?
Yeah, you know.
What's the worst? Do you remember the worst thing someone told you?
Nah,
just a lot of shit.
You get the glasses jokes. You get the Urkel. You know what I'm saying?
The same old stuff.
You get the same stuff. When it's the first time, though, you're not prepared.
You do kind of have a Urkel thing happening. Yeah. I'm like dead on serious. You kind of have a little...
Don't let the glasses fool you, ladies and gentlemen. No Urkel in me. But you know, when the rap battle first happens, you know what I'm saying, you're not used to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? They hit you with things. You know what I'm saying? They brag about your anatomy. They talk about your nose, if your hair is nappy that day, if you ain't matching. If anything
ashy
goes
knees.
Wrong, ashy knees.
That's why I could be in the rap battles, because I always have ashy knees with Vaseline on my kneecaps and shit.
If you had some hot tamales.
Dude, you just
that
do that because you got dirt on your knees, too, and you're trying to lose some
shit. Up. God damn it.
So the first couple rap battles were intense, but after that, you know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? So you pretty much, first of all, you come prepared so you don't get bagged on. Get the elbows, maybe take the glasses off, whatever it may be, brush your hair. But after that, nah, I'm not sensitive anymore.
You never lost a rap battle like a little skinny white guy with blonde hair, did you?
Nah.
Okay,
nah.
Just checking.
Not that you're willing to admit to in public.
Nah,
okay.
Hell nah.
What's up?
Although there was this one time.
Uh-oh.
You know what? He came and he was rapping. It was a cypher. Cypher is basically when everybody's rapping together. No beef, no battle. Mm-hmm. And so he came and we all start rapping. And then all of a sudden he wants to battle me. Now he's got the home crowd advantage. That means something. Because every joke that he says is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Even if it's corny and screwball.
And then you say some shit. It's like,
it's boo. So yeah, I did lose to the little corny white dude. He was like a dirty blonde.
Is that the worst you ever got beat?
Nah.
Now, what was the worst?
The worst was another gentleman who had the hometown advantage, the home crowd advantage, except he had all females, which is even worse. And they were drunk females. So when he would say something tight, they'd get in my face. Ooh. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Cognac breath, you know what I'm saying? all in the facials. And that's horrible because you can choke a dude out. But you know what I'm saying? Corny white girl get in your face, I'll go to jail for the rest of my life.
Wait, what are you talking about, officer? Those stairs, she tripped. I mean, honest.
It's messed up.
So what now, man? What do you I mean, do you do this on like weekends, or is this something you do whenever you can? Or
rapping to me is more than just a hobby. It's my life. I don't want to be working for the rest of my life. So basically I'm trying to get my album out. I'm trying to finish it. Sun Krillin, the rap name. The album is called The Black Costume. It's coming out early 2008. I got about 8 or 9 tracks. Trying to just get a buzz. I'm not really in it for the profit right now, because the profit will come. Right now, I'm just trying to get shows, get exposure, get my name out, whether it's internet, whether it's a show, whether it's a demo, okay. A CD, mixtape, whatever it may be. So I just want to get signed one of these days.
Where do you usually perform at?
The last couple
of performances. I saw on your MySpace, it says something about the box office.
Right. My last couple of performances has been at the box office, where they hold First Fridays. Today's First Friday, by the way. Right over there on Charleston and Casino Center. Those have been my last couple of performances, but... besides for this year, I haven't performed since high school. In high school, we performed at like the Hunt Ridge when it was popping.
When it was open. The difference, popping or open? No.
The House of Blues, the Neonopolis, an El Dorado talent show. Just anything that we can say. Until this year, I never got paid for a performance, actually. I just did it for free trying to
get
that exposure.
So, all right. Well, what we have now is we have one of your tracks loaded up. Maybe Murphy can tell them which track and maybe a little background.
Shit, let's do the title track. Let's do Black Costume.
All right, this is the title track to the album, The Black Costume. It's basically a quick overview story of what I went through. You know, I don't claim to be a super drug dealer or a killer or anything like that, but, you know, sometimes you struggle with things in yourself, you know, right and wrong, good and evil. And this is a track basically explaining the struggle that I had within myself.
Cool. All right, well, let me start it up here. I forgot. Flip for Mac takes a sec.
Way to be prepared.
Living in the sensitivity and didn't see the sin in me. I'm learning that it been in me. Staying on a straight path, but it's bending me. Asking the Lord for forgiveness, I'm on bended knee. But it's more than just right and wrong, it's the wiser than wise. I try to stand for truth and justice, but it's hard with the lies. Hard with the lives that I love and I try to provide for. Working 9 to 5 and try to take it in stride. Or I take a different road, different bridge, different toll. We got the same goal, different man, different role. Half of me wanna do what's right for my fam. The man that I am, wanna be successful, but damn. The other half, he wanna get it too. He wanna get it quick, he wanna sell a brick, move a pack, hit a lick. He wanna be the shit, don't care how hot it get. Don't think he'll ever quit, it's hard to be legit. Infinite battle between myself, the wrong and the right. The longer I deny the existence, the longer my plight. The longer I might change and be a part of the night. And if I don't control it soon, then the longer I fight. Infinite battle between myself, the wrong and the right. The longer I deny the existence, the longer my plight. The longer I might change and be a part of the night. And if I don't control it soon, then the longer I fight. Niggas is sick, so fuck it, I be serving them pills. Folks been working hard enough, they deserving these deals. I'm new to this hustling, but trust me, I be learning new skills. I'm earning these bills, my girlfriend has been yearning for heels. Though it's bad, it feels good in a way. What I'm making a week dead here, I probably wouldn't a day. Wouldn't you pay the price just to double your income? Your ends meet, get on your feet, providing and then some. Before I even notice what I've become, I've been engulfed in this trap, and my morals are numb. I look what I've done, and I ain't seen a problem with that. My pockets had an itch, the only thing I wanted was scratch. Now I attach my name and my face to this lifestyle. Before I know it, it's all over and lights out. I'm on trial and I'm staring at my doom. And all because I was infatuated with the costume. Infinite battle between myself, the wrong and the right. The longer I deny the existence, the longer my plight. The longer I might change and be a part of the night. And if I don't control it soon, then the longer I fight. Infinite battle between myself, the wrong and the right. The longer I deny the existence, the longer my plight. The longer I might change and be a part of the night. And if I don't control it soon, then the longer I fight. Good and bad, bad and good, it's the bad that I consume. Struggles of right and wrong got me sitting here in my room. Looking at my reflection and hoping I see it soon. But that ain't me, it's gotta be the black costume. Good and bad, bad and good, it's the bad that I consume. Struggles of right and wrong got me sitting here in my room. Looking at my reflection and hoping I see it soon. But that ain't me, it's gotta be the black costume. The black costume is trying to get in them, and I'm trying to reject it. But if I just accept it, I'm venom, and my soul is taking toll from this war. Losing sight on what's right, and I don't know what I'm battling for. But I know I have good in my heart. I was good in the start. The evil came and tried to tear me apart. But I gotta get back on my track. How I'm living is whack. But now I feel there's no turning back. Infinite battle between myself, the wrong and the right. The longer I deny the existence, the longer my plight. The longer I might change and be a part of the night. And if I don't control it soon, then the longer I fight. Infinite battle between myself, the wrong and the right. The longer I deny the existence, the longer my plight. The longer I might change and be a part of the night. And if I don't control it soon, then the longer I fight, fight, fight.
Man, I do like this song. I was listening to both of them at work today. I like this one. This one's really good, but I like the second one more, the
you
party
like the one.
Yeah. I listened to that one last night on your MySpace page a couple times. Mm-hmm. Now I listened to it a couple times at work. So So, you know, I was jamming. It's good. It's good to jam to something different.
Most people like the party ones. You understand the introspective tracks on the album. You
because this one's more of a deep song. That's why it's more of a deep one. It's really good. You know,
you listen to
really
it
good.
Two or three times, then you end up skipping it. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, I mean, that's how it is.
Yeah, a song about you, and you're like, yeah, they'll just skip it anyway.
Hey, you know what? It's real. You get a CD, and it's all cool. And then once they make like a gospel track on that one CD, it's like, ooh, I listen to that once, but then I'm convicted. I don't want to listen to it too many times. So, but the next one, the party joint, is definitely one. You know what I'm saying? Where we liven things up a little bit. Yeah. We liven up the mood. By the way, that beat was produced by my boy Treble, one of the few listeners that we got tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks. Boom.
One of the many listeners that we got tonight.
One of the three people that know how to surf the web.
You know what I'm saying? My boy Treble produced the beat. You know what I'm saying? Very, very talented young man.
Now, did he do the whole album or just a couple of tracks?
You know what? The way it's looking, he's got over 50% of the album done. You know what I'm saying? He's really pumping beats for me left and right, giving them to me, making different tracks, helping me out more than I thought that he would, because actually in the beginning we were part of the same label, the same group, but as time went on we shifted ways and parted ways. So I'm with my group Geniuses at Work, GAW, G Squad for short, and he's with, of course, his group Treb World. But even though we're still part of two different groups, the friendship, the bond is still there, and he's still helping me just as if I was still on the label.
Damn. You know what I noticed, man? He talks really good in the microphone, doesn't he?
He talks really good. You talk good.
No, I mean, seriously, like some people
mouth
be here.
Is sure
some
pretty.
People no, some people you interview and they talk like this the whole time. You're like,
dude, this guy is trying to make a living having a mouth, having a mic in front of his mouth.
And then I jacked off, and then I fell on my own dick. You're like,
what?
And then there were boobies.
That's how a lot of people talk, though, like that.
Well, yeah, this is what he does. Now, let me ask, what is your main motivator when you're writing? What do you sit there and clicks in your head, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's perfect, and you...
First, my main motivator is try not to do what's already been done.
Okay.
It's hard because everybody's doing the same thing. You know, you just want to try to take something and put your own spice to it and not be typical. Another motivator is stick to my image. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to hear me talking about guns. You're not going to hear me talking about smoking weed or, you know what I'm saying, fucking hoes and shit like that, because that's not something that I do. Now, if I happen to hit a blunt and fuck a hoe, you know what I'm saying, then I will.
That's the next album.
That's the next album. But as of this album, these are the things that I've not done yet, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Title of the next album, Cristal and White Women. That's going to be
it. You think it's better than Chicken Weed and a White Woman?
So with that kind of an image, then how hard do you find to actually write about stuff? I mean, and still stay mainstream, because the mainstream is way out there with the drug, the hoe, the, you know, that reference.
Wow, could you sound any whiter there?
No,
the drug, the hoe,
the drug, and the hoe, and the 40s, and rolling down the street with your homies. And I just want to see if there's any way you could stay a little more mainstream and maintain your popularity. I mean, it is really important to stay true to your base, but. I mean, when you're rolling with the homies, do you find it difficult to converse with them?
I thought you weren't going to talk as much.
to keep up with the mainstream, I think my main focus would be first to have the beat poppy and catchy enough for the mainstream.
Yeah, that's the number one thing.
Because number one.
You hear the beat, I'll go, that's a jam beat. And then they'll sing, and you'll be like... You know, he'd be like, slap my arm, slap my arm. You'd be like, the fuck is this? But you see people in the club just fucking
beat.
Slapping the fucking arm and shit, too.
Yeah.
You're like, damn.
So keep
is that like the Black Macarena?
Oh, wow.
Oh, hell no.
I can't even do the Mexican Macarena.
Okay. I just had to ask.
I got no rhythm.
So basically, we keep the beats poppy. We keep the crowd listening with the beats, and then after they finally get through the beats, after they digest the track as far as the production is, then we hit them with the lyrics. Then I hit them with the message. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I won't talk about going to the clubs or different things like that, but you know what I'm saying? I want to have a little deeper message. Hit them with some metaphors. Hit them with a whole bunch of different things, so they don't. You know what I'm saying? Put me in the same category as a Soulja Boy or a D4L or a Franchise Boys that just pretty much make a chorus that says, do this dance step, and then they do that dance step. You do the Laffy Taffy, you do the Laffy Taffy. You lean with it, you rock with it. You know what I'm saying? You light it up, take it, Soulja Boy, crank that hoe, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to be different in that aspect.
You'll do like 100 sucks, and all you do is one suck and shit, like drinks of water.
Yeah,
drinks
yeah.
of water. Yeah. The next thing you know, it's a big ass
fucking head. Poppy collar. Poppy collar. You know?
It'll be some shit. Now, you said that you get the beat first before the lyrics.
Yeah.
Is it harder that way than having the or is it the
beat motivates you? Like, don't get me wrong, I write like when I'm at work, I'll think of different hooks, little metaphors, subject matter, and start writing those things down. But when you get the beat, you get motivated to write a certain different way. You know, sometimes you'll write and it'll sound, you know, kind of bland because you didn't write to nothing but, you know, whatever you'll listen to in the car. But other times you'll have the beat, and then the beat will influence you to write maybe a little more strong, a little harder, maybe arrogant. You know, depending on your mood, depends on the beat, depends on your mood, on how you write the track. So sometimes the beat will throw you off if you can't catch the rhythm. But for the most part, if the beat is banging, then you write to the beat, and it motivates you to do even better than you would have if you were just writing to a metronome or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know? So
do you want to play the second track? Because, I mean, you guys have been talking about this, like, left, right, and center. Do you want to play the second track real quick?
I definitely like
Actually, did you find what I sent you?
Yeah, I did. I don't know if I should play that.
No,
right
play
now,
this. Though. We played it on the show because it's exactly what he was talking about. You know, do this, do that step, do this next. This is something we found up on YouTube a few months ago.
Let me cash for a second.
Book?
Huh? Yes. Yes.
I haven't heard it, Ashley. I haven't heard
it. You might want to scrub forward just a bit.
Yeah!
This is what you were explaining.
It's your boy, T-Mike. See, I usually do songs with, like, hooks and concepts and shit, right? But fuck that, man. I'm trying to go platinum.
This sounds more of a message than anything else.
Check this out, y'all. Read a book, read a book, read a motherfucking book. Read a book, read a book, read a motherfucking book. Read a book, read a book.
It's funny. All right, so yeah, that's that popped in my head because that's your right.
Yeah,
that's exactly
what it is.
So actually, having someone who writes stuff is definitely refreshing. All right, why don't we go and play the next track? Give us some background on it.
All right, this track is called "Party Y'all," aka "Drinking." The beat is produced by my boy T.A. from Genius at Work Productions. It's me and my boy Quez on it, a.k.a. QZ. The track is basically a fun track talking about, the fact that Vegas doesn't have a last call for alcohol. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and get your drink on. So
all
right. Here go my track. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol.
Now I'm rolled off lean, yak and herb. For the daylight is decked right to leave that day in the blurb. Later on, Grizz, Grinch in the scene. With bitches that got riches and willing give it to the team. Now slamming down straight shots to Henny. My bottle was empty, but my body got plenty. Next to an alien, you're my nigga Nick. Ricardi select shots with Shogun voice events. What? Event? I can't believe that. You feel much better if you drink some old that. Or beat game black. Go and get some Jenny juice and smooth it over with a double shot of Grey Goose. I would say tequila, but I knock you at your boots. And I don't wanna be the reason why you're putting roots in the bathroom blowing chunks. Girl, till you light waist, get treated like chumps. To ride home in the trunk, drunk. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol, it's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol, it's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
and dancing while they backing it up. You ain't drunk yet, homie, is you slacking or what? I'm making shot glass castles, stacking them up. When I'm with my white boys, they really a handful. Lily, you're a sample, that's just an example of the shit that they be sipping on, and they be sipping long. Take a few purple X's, you're living wrong. And I don't usually drink, I'm not the type to get loose, but tonight I'm putting goose in my juice. Not tonight, you ain't gonna make me the crew driver. I done had a Mai Tai and a screwdriver. See us at the party and you know my crew lava. High class females and a few riders. If you wanna get ghost with a brother, I finish with a tall adios, motherfucker.
It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol. It's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol, it's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol, it's a party, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Ain't no last call for alcohol.
That's definitely it. That's definitely a different,
that's
totally
awesome.
Different from the black costume.
Right, definitely.
Which, being the big nerd that I am, really fucking cool title.
So you know what yak is?
What?
Yak.
Yak? It's like a large animal. It's a yak shaving day.
Change the subject.
From yak?
From yak?
Yak, that's like when you barf. Did somebody throw up?
No, if you have yak in your cup, you have cognac in your cup.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you got to break it down.
We're
for
white,
a day,
so we don't get that.
Yeah. You don't have a large four-legged mammal in your glass.
I was going to say, because if you can't really get those, one of those little red, you know, silo cups that you get from the...
Yeah, the little Dixie cup.
The Dixie cup of yak.
Alrighty. Well, it's been a pleasure. Have you on Spank Wagon.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It was a new experience. This is my first interview, by the way, y'all. So
his
congratulations.
Too. No, I'm just kidding.
This is my second interview. God
hey, man, if you don't mind, we're going to copy the songs and put them in rotation. That way, when we go to break and stuff, we play songs.
That
would
be wonderful.
Cool.
I would really appreciate that, actually.
And why don't we go ahead and tell everybody how they can find you online?
MySpace.com/SonKrillin. SonKrillin. Definitely hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Request me, comments, listen to the music. I'm going to have some new tracks coming out real soon. So, you know, keep your ear to the ground. I'm definitely going to be on MySpace and, you know.
When's the CD come out?
The CD comes out early 2008. I'm not exactly sure. It keeps getting pushed back. I'm getting upset that it's getting pushed back. But
Because of the company or because?
Your tracks are down, obviously.
For the most part, it's all done. The last couple of tracks that I need to do was just pretty much cameo spots. I'm just trying to get a couple of these other hot Vegas rappers on my track and on my albums. You know what I'm saying? To get another buzz.
Any
in
names?
The street. Samson. Throw out the young man Samson, a friend of mine, Sadru. We have a gentleman by the name of Don Bills. And, you know, just a couple other cats. Mostly relatively hot cats out here in Vegas. Enigma, you know, and, you know, in the underground scene, they're pretty hot. They have shows like almost once a month and they bring a crowd.
Let me ask one other question here. The Vegas music scene is traditionally. I think you can't even put a real word to it. Just. It's frustrating. How frustrating is the local music scene for you?
It's frustrating because people aren't out there supporting us. And if you want Vegas to ever have some kind of buzz aside from the strip, you're going to need to support local hip hop, local metal. I got a gentleman by the name of Wes in this group called Dim. Shout out to my boy Wes. You know what I'm saying? Metal, hip hop, rock, everything. You have to support or nobody's going to feel us. How are we going to compete with New York and LA and Atlanta? The South is booming right about now.
Yeah,
and
this is
if
hard
we don't
here.
Support ourselves, then how are we going to... You know, the West Coast is dead. Vegas needs to bring the West Coast back if Cali ain't doing it like they need to. So, you know, so we need to support. That's
well, because of Cali, all the rappers are like 50 now and shit.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, I me and my homies. It's a man, you in a wheelchair, motherfucker.
Snoop Dogg,
yeah.
The youngest.
I'm DJ Slow now. I'm DJ Slow now.
Fucking right. Dre's promoting AARP and shit.
All right.
And nobody gets that, so.
All righty. Well. Thank you for being on the show.
We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
And you guys are welcome to stick around and hang out for the rest of the show if you want. You don't have to leave.
Yes.
All right. Oh.
Promise,
I
yeah.
Let's stick around.
Oh, see, this is going to
be This is going to be interesting because it's going to go nerd from here.
I haven't had a chance to say much in all this. And Gotta get my words in.
Well, all right.
Well, all right. So why don't we cut to, you want to cut to a quick break?
I want to cut to a break.
All right.
And it's an angry chick break, which is great.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's an angry chick break?
Paris songs back-to-back angry chick music.
Nice.
Alanis
Fuck You and Die. I'm playing it. No, actually, I'll tell the story of this first song here in a little bit, but yeah, this is some good shit.
All right, so why don't we go ahead and cut to break? You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spring Wagon Radio.
What's with you?
I'm an angry white chick now.
You should be. Hey, Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online, spankwagon.net. We want to remind everybody, thank you, we want to remind everybody, we want to take your phone calls. Our guests are staying with us throughout the rest of the evening. So if you have anything you want to ask, say, comment on, hang up on, I don't care, 1-866-587-6257. Of course, we also have our email address, radio@spankwagon.net. And, of course, our chat room is open and ready for you. We got a few people in there. We want a few more. So that's what's going on. So you wanted to talk about that first song you played there, Murph.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of weird. That first song is... fuck. No,
that first song is kind of music.
Fuck! No, it's Flyleaf's I'm So Sick, but it's the T-Virus remix. And it's actually from...
The T-Virus remix?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, and it's featuring Legion of Doom, which is actually really cool. It's from the
Jimmy Hart?
Yeah, Resident Evil Apocalypse or Extinction soundtrack. So it's pretty much the only reason to go to the movie, and it's only in the final credits.
Burn.
But the movie, the song, I had never heard until a friend of mine sent me this really cool video, and it's on Stage 6. Those of you who don't know, Stage 6 is kind of like YouTube, except without all the gay people. Fucking ranting about their lives.
Leave Britney alone!
Yeah, without all that. Stage 6 is cool. You can watch anime kind of stuff there. It's done by the guys at DivX. Oh,
Britney. Okay. Britney looked a lot better than she put some weight on. She got a little ass now and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because she had a big ass head and a small ass body. Now she's proportioned equally now.
Yeah, anyway, so on Stage 6, someone had taken this song and then took the... God, if I can remember the name of this. Level 70 Chieftain Elite Torns or whatever. What the fuck? It's a band that the guys at Blizzard made from characters in Warcraft. So, yeah, it's Machinima, like Red Machinima, versus Blue. Yeah. Except they took this, they've made custom models and custom animations for it. So you've got a band, and it's got a Tauren that's the drummer, and he has this giant drum kit. You've got like an undead guitarist, you've got a Blood Elf guitarist.
But they did the Machinima to this song.
They did, yeah. Okay. So, and Blizzard did it themselves. So it's really cool, and the way the video just looks awesome. So if you want to go to Stage 6 and look it up, I really recommend it. It's a cool video, you should definitely check it out.
And that's Murphy's story.
And then I'm really pissed that the only way I could get this song was to buy the entire album.
And it's a shit album,
I bet. I mean, it's a shit movie. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really one for a lot of the new soundtracks. That's just not me. But this song, it's great. So, yeah, that's it.
All right, cool. Hey, I got some restaurant picks if you want to hear them. Some of the really great restaurant picks, because everybody here was talking about being hungry and going out and getting some food and stuff. So I got some great restaurant picks going on here. First off, let's start out with DJ Bibliacon Restaurant on 2680 South Maryland Parkway. Recently, they really received 54 demerits, including flies throughout the facility.
Yeah, those are health code demerits.
That's awesome. Great. All right. Hey, look at this place. Menchu Walk, Monte Carlo. This is inside the Monte Carlo over on the Las Vegas Boulevard. They got 28 demerits, including the food handler not following proper hand washing. Nice. You know, you got to be special if you get caught not washing your hands when they're there investigating.
Damn.
Would you like a staph infection with your order?
Yummy. Oh, you're going to like this? Let's see. Here's another one. And this amazes me that a casino would let this happen, but at the Venetian, 57 demerits, including all available refrigeration, not working.
What?
All available refrigeration.
Well, yeah. Not being maintained at proper temperatures. Oh, by the way, it was closed. So they shut that place down. This one's special because Murph was just sharing. He wanted to plan to go to his birthday here because the Brazilian barbecues are delicious.
Yeah,
and you
love
you,
it's great.
You will be like four times larger leaving than entering. Yoli's Brazilian Steakhouse Lounge, which is over on. which is on 3900 Paradise Road.
And this is so sad because I've heard great things about Yowie's, and now I'm never going to go in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was great. Several violations, including, this one's the gross one, insects floating in several bottles of liquor.
Damn, in the liquor?
In the liquor.
What the fuck is in the liquor?
How bad are your flies?
Damn.
How bad are your flies if they're getting into the booze?
Let me have a jacket fly, please. No, the one with the green eyes, not the red eyes.
Cicadas and screwdrivers, yum! That one, though, is only... That one only got a C grade, so they're still open. You want to go, Murph?
Come on. No.
Protein,
you know
protein in your booze.
You know me, dude. As soon as I feel something squirrely going on, even if there's nothing wrong with it, I'm going there. I'll be wanting to shoot myself.
Why is my mouth moving with this bite of sandwich? Yeah. All right. So let's see. That was something I wanted to bring up. Decaf, do you got anything you want to bring up?
Oh, I want to bring up the lady. I think she did anyone find it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it right here.
That she's where was she at? Minnesota? The one that got found.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. The RIAA finally won a lawsuit and they got $222,000. It's in Duluth.
Fuck them.
Duluth. Who the fuck goes to Duluth to have a trial?
Well, everybody. Apparently the RIAA. The lawsuit lasted for 2 days and took the jurors only 5 hours to reach a verdict. Thomas, which is the lady who was being accused, was found guilty, and now she has to pay $9,250 for each of the 24 shared songs mentioned in the lawsuit. It's worth noting that with no evidence of file sharing was found on her hard drive, and the old one was not admitted evidence, the U.S. District Judge Michael Davis stated that one could be guilty of copyright infringement by the act of making copyrighted songs available for download. As it follows, the RIAA has no need to prove that someone actually downloaded the share songs, nor that she was at the computer at the time that it was accessed by investigators.
But, see, but she's not selling. But she's not selling the songs, right? She's not making a profit off of it.
No, but she's making them available to other people. That's what we were talking about. It's not illegal to download music. It's illegal to upload it.
Well, and yeah, and what a lot of people do and what a lot of people don't realize is when they load up their like LimeWire or other applications, they can walk away all they want. They probably didn't set up to turn off the sharing to where people can go into your folder and upload from your folder.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what happens is, let's say you're on LimeWire or something similar, you're searching for a specific song, Black Costume. And you do that search. They're stealing from you, son. You do that search.
Son?
He's younger than me.
Son Krillin.
There you go. Hey, see? Inadvertent. Yeah, got it right.
See, he wasn't being racist. He was being topical.
No, I didn't say boy. That would have been racist.
God. What?
Thanks, see? But as I was going to say, assholes, you leave it on. You leave that. We have to go low, don't we? You have to insult our guest. His mom was listening.
You out of line. And you
thank you. You going low too. Shit. All right. Go on, man. Go on.
So, you know, you don't even adjust what your settings. You share unknown to you. You don't even know how it has to work. You just, oh, I want to download this song. And you realize you don't even realize you've left that folder open for me to search for Black Costume. And guess what? It's going to come off of her computer. And she doesn't know it because she didn't go through the settings on that program. And now you're busted.
Moral of the story, if you're going to upload music, sell it. So when you get your ass sued, you got the money to pay for it.
This wonderful song is worth $9,020.
Exactly.
I don't have it here, but I guess the music that she got busted for.
Journey?
She had some Journey on there. I'm like,
stop believing. Oh. We just sing that shit last week.
Let's just point something out. I don't know any Journey songs.
Yeah, the fuck, right?
The large black man and the guy from Iowa does.
Don't stop. And what's with the fist in the air, Bob?
10,000 fists in the air. So, yeah, that was that. You know, it's a shit way to get arrested.
That's the thing. Going to you for being an artist, and if the Black Costume takes off, makes big hit, people are downloading, uploading a song. To you, do you feel that you're not getting your profit? Would you be mad, or
at
would you want to
at this particular
sue?
Moment, I'm broke anyway. So I mean,
you say you have to just for someone to listen to it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I need it for the exposure. Like, if they were downloaded my particular local artist music, then please, by all means, download. I give you a free CD just for the exposure. But I understand how people feel when they get rich and famous, and your album could have went double platinum. But instead, it only went one-time platinum because people aren't buying the album.
Yeah, but let's look at the argument of that. You just bought a CD that you're not going to ever listen to.
Oh, I'll listen
for
to
for one stupid song.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, there needs to be a new way to do it. You know, I mean, I understand the platinum. Why don't we just start certifying singles as platinum?
Yeah.
Or gold.
$1 a song.
Or,
you
know,
the song you want
do it that way. So that way, oh, a million downloads. There's your gold. Oh, you know, or platinum on a million. You know, 100,000 is gold, I think. But
one tight song and then 15 million whack songs on that album. Trust me.
You know,
you waste $15 because you bought a CD that you thought was going to be tight because the song that you heard on the radio.
Right.
And then it's garbage.
You know, going along with that, Radiohead's actually pulling a neat move. Their new album, you can go online and you can choose how much you pay for it.
Yep. So, as a matter of fact, they're telling you pay whatever you want for our album.
Now, there is a second version, though, that you can purchase, and it has a set price. And you get the special disc box with the box, which will contain the album on a CD and vinyl. In addition to
vinyl. You talking about Trisha sounding white. Shit, what are you doing? Vinyl.
You know, again, I got to point this out. I sit over here and sound like a white guy every day. At least I've got some punk, some metal, and some stuff in my car. What's sitting in your CD player right now? Is it
Love
still?
Song. It's Love Song.
Uh-huh. Love Song.
No, I wasn't listening to Journey. It was Boyz II Men.
You know what's usually in there?
I was listening to Boyz II Men.
I'm going to rat you out here. My car. Do you know what he usually keeps in his car?
What does he usually keep?
70s and 80s TV show theme songs.
Nice.
The CD
Star
is in there.
Star Wars.
The CD.
No, no, not Star Wars.
Oh, she got me.
The price is right.
I sent her a picture of the Star Wars background.
Oh.
With a freaking one of them white guys standing in the background. I'm like...
One of them white guys.
So I tried to tell her it wasn't my room, but I had a bit to it. That's
yeah,
it.
You can't lie your way out of that one, dude.
He's like, I was at my friend's house.
Wait, I can see it too. Sorry, go ahead.
He gets this look on his face. I was at my friend's house. I was like believing him for a second. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, I can see it too. I'm going to sit in Decaf's car. Dude, what do you got on the radio? Decaf? What's this?
Actually, I don't know this one. What is this one?
Herb Alpert.
Oh, shit.
Duh.
Chief.
I can see you jamming to this.
That's my jam.
Do you know what he usually listens to?
What is he usually listening to?
Here's to the finest crew in Starfleet.
Oh. Engage.
My mom would love you right now.
Will she?
My mom would love you right now, yeah.
Make it so.
Although, I have to say, I was in the car one time and he did have something different on.
Nick just stole my bike. Nick just stole my bike. Nick just stole my bike.
Really, you know, that's interesting.
Oh, you just figured out what he said?
You know, because this is what's going on his computer right now.
All right, is this the take or what? All right, okay, everybody, here we go.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this song. Right. This is the best song of all time, man.
Oh, that's good.
See if you can figure out who this is.
It was 20 years ago today. The Sergeant Pepper taught the band. And they've been going in and out of style. But they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Now, I did manage to break into Trencher's machine.
Oh, no. What'd you find in my machine?
Sergeant Pepper!
I knew it, you motherfucker. I knew it. You tried to tell me you weren't listening to this shit one day.
It makes you wonder why we've never.
Yeah, he had a squat gun on his chest. I was like, what are you doing, man? What are you listening to?
Man,
no, I'm not doing nothing, man. I was just trying to paint a happy face. Lying motherfucker.
I thought it was a good luck charm.
Doesn't it mean something in Indian?
She started looking at me like I was on crack when I brought up.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what is he doing? He went there.
Sergeant Pepper. Well, you know who that was, though.
That was crazy, dog.
Do you know who it was? You don't know who that was? Did you know? God, you guys are too fucking young.
Actually, you know what? I got
you know who it was?
What? Who?
So who was singing that song? Sergeant Pepper.
You've known for all these years. Sergeant Pepper.
Not only am I young, I'm white. Do I look like I would
Then you should really know who this is.
you
got your
right.
The Pretty Pops.
Yeah, that's Bill
That's
Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, no shit. He didn't know either. I don't even care.
Okay, wait, one more.
J-E-L-L-O.
One more out of Decaf's collection.
Oh.
Hey man, you stole my goddamn CD. Who is it? I think I've heard the song though.
Or then there's this.
You can't touch this.
Heck yeah.
Now, you know, everyone talks shit about MC Hammer, man. Listen to him. Everybody's like, oh, he was a failed sellout. Oh, punk. Oh, fuck MC Hammer. And everybody knows every fucking song that he made and every word to all his goddamn songs.
I love this. Trench is going through his music trying to find something, and yet I've raided his hard drive once again.
Oh, oh no.
God, this song. That ain't right. You got to get out of that hard drive. Wait. Because I just got into Decaf's memory stick here. And
oh.
It won't play. How did you
get ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make
this is though the jam.
Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her, she was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got a
short
miniskirt. Dripping with sweat. I was walking through the crowd.
Hey, Murph. Do you want this song back?
We're gonna start this?
Battle of the Songs.
Yeah, it happens.
Girl, 1 hour.
I wanna take you to a game bar.
Where's the shackle?
I'll save the shackle for later. No, but I did just get this one.
Nipples and clits. I'm gonna get some more nipples and clits. Nipples and clits.
He got these songs on deck.
I'm gonna get some more nipples and clits. Nipples and clits. Nipples and clits. I'm gonna get some more nipples and clits.
Now this is a motivational song in the morning. You put this out in the morning, boy, you get pussy all night, every night, this shit.
You be walking down the street like this.
You be good to go, boy.
I'm gonna get some more nipples and clits.
I'm out.
Are you giving
I'm
up?
Out. I'm giving out tonight. I'm done. You win.
Snapping out.
Then you know what that means. I've got to do one more.
One more.
And you know, he always claimed he didn't sell out, yet I did find this on Decaf's memory stick.
Everybody, oh my God.
Oh, oh, Jesus.
I was, what, two in this song?
Who, are you? No, you were like two.
Oh.
Yeah, that means you were like two.
I'm not born yet.
Yeah, I was not born.
You know what I can't find, though? You probably have it over there, but I can't find Brad's song.
Oh, yeah, I got it over here. But anyhow, yeah. So Spank Wagon Radio, find us online, spankwagon.net.
That's a great way to spend 20 minutes there, wasn't it?
Exactly. We have guests today. We can actually talk about something, and sure enough, we play with our own music. Damn.
Right?
Yeah. Antisocial.
Well, it's better than you guys playing with yourself like the last show.
Oh, well.
You guys, because I know you were probably... the instigator of all that.
Yes.
Look, she's giving you a little too much credit. The hand movement will come over here for you.
She's like, you're like, yeah, it's like,
yes, we,
yeah, I know you're the starter of the whole thing.
What the fuck you doing with the broom handle?
He's gonna point it at you too.
That's
you
pretty scary.
When it turned, when there was not somebody sitting.
You just got a duck.
He can't shoot it at the giant Hooters. No, he's got to shoot it at Mark's face. What
the
hell?
The guy that's telling us a lot.
Oh my God!
You know, you said it before, so let's interview the Hooters. Just how big are those things? I mean, good God.
Big enough.
She's how got big? Cleavage up
size?
To her chin.
What bra size did you buy at Kmart?
At Kmart, my ass.
There's a Kmart in your ass?
Damn, not KY? I guess you got quiet. Oh.
Anal sex is a hard topic for people other than Catholics.
Let's change the subject now.
So what's your bra size?
No, seriously. Yeah, you're never going to get us past that.
What's your bra size?
Unfortunately, the show stops here.
It's better just to say it. And
look, it's either
on.
That or
we'll
just
play a little game. We'll hand out four pieces of paper, and we'll see. Well, y'all can write it down.
Oh.
Whoever's right, we'll
guess
get
what?
This piece of candy right here.
A piece of candy.
Sugar
I have
free,
a better
sugar free.
I have a better
candy.
Game in mind.
Right here.
No. Oh God!
I love that because it makes you vomit every time.
I don't know what it is.
Now it's more of Murphy's porn.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, we had a lot of that. So Candy.
I don't really know if Candy's going to be good enough.
All right, we'll do a guess, though. But you have to say which one's closest.
He has a piece of paper and a pen.
Oh, God damn it, because I'm writing notes for my bit. So here you go.
Oh. Oh, my God. He's handing out paper.
All right, wait. I don't have a pen.
I want to see. This is interesting.
All right, now hold on here. Now, in interest of fairness, you're sitting like
yeah,
this.
You're
you
all have to, like, you have to
covered
up.
You
have to give us an open shot.
Okay, if we're going to play this game,
you've
got to
play MySpace.
We need the jacket to come off, and we need a side view. You need a profile to really get a good, accurate view of this.
Hang around.
Get a little stripper music out there.
Whoa! Oh my God!
You gotta stand up. Stand up, give a side view.
Camera's loving you.
Stand up!
Yes! If you want to play this game, we're going to play it right.
This is your game.
This is your game.
Seriously. Let's just put it this way.
You don't bring up shit up. You
girls still think that I fit in their bras.
Well, when we,
so y'all.
Well, we want to see.
Okay, everybody here who shops at Victoria's Secret, raise your hand.
Hold up, start over, Fred. You said shop. I thought you meant work.
Okay.
All right. Hold up.
Curly.
Number one. Okay, admitting that you buy the underwear is fine, dude. There's no problem with that as long as it's not for you. Number two, if you're going to buy your girl something, you don't buy it at Victoria's Secret. That's where you send her to buy something pretty for herself. When you're going to buy it, it's Frederick's, and there better not be a crotch in those panties.
I'm taking notes.
There you go.
Can you stand up, please?
Stand up,
please.
Come on, serious.
Stand up, please. Take off your jacket. Turn to the left.
God. Anyway. We need a profile shot. I'm getting a profile shot, which is great.
I'm loving this. By the way, if you want to play along, chat room.
Why are they red? You beat them?
Do you beat on them? Yeah, like their bongo drum. She sits up there. Like any
then she hit herself in the nose. God damn
it, I hate when that shit happens.
She was jogging.
All right, so.
Alrighty. Well, you know it's past D.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now are we going for total size or are we just doing cup?
I don't know.
What the fuck you measure different? I mean, do you know something we don't?
Do we do longitude or latitude?
Do not. Victoria's Secret too.
Do we include gravity in this or what?
No. Okay.
From the prime meridian.
There's a difference between
what size are gonna be.
Okay, here. There's a difference between a 32A and a 37A. All right. There is a big difference.
Wait, what did he just say?
37A.
Yeah, I had to. I saw.
37.
Well, 38 and 37 and 38A. Yeah.
All right, we're going for both.
That's called hoping.
No, it's not. That's that's the human weeble
ballots,
wobble.
Ballots. Okay. Ballots, boys. Ballots. Did y'all put your name on them?
How you spell James L?
Tonto. T-O-N.
Oh, that's fucked up.
What the hell is... Wait. Nah, that's wrong.
Tonto All right. is wrong.
Tonto is... You're really wrong.
So who's closest so far?
Actually, okay. Yeah, you're wrong.
I'm wrong.
You're the closest so far.
Of course he is. He's like an expert in tits.
What the does this say?
Plenty.
Wow, that's called a cop-out. That's a cop-out. Just for that, I had to come over there and smack the shit out of you.
What?
I guess that means we have a winner.
Yeah, I get the candy.
So what did you put?
I
put 34E.
Damn. I put 38E. So...
There's a difference in...
Is that what this motherfucker's talking about? Longitude and latitude?
See, I have no fucking clue about what all the numbers
either,
mean.
Man.
I think he knows more than me because I don't know about this 37 Q.
All I know is I know a lot about boobs.
Yeah, I see
he's
that.
A doctorate in titology.
So 30, 30, right. 30.
So what's the answer then?
What's the answer?
Oh, for reals, I gotta get the answer.
Yeah.
What? No. Yes.
That was the answer.
Plenty.
Yes.
I win. It's like betting a dollar and the price is right.
Boo.
Yay me.
$1.
Boo. Always to the poor white trash, huh?
Oh, hey, what's going on? I didn't know you.
Nice.
Had
yeah,
I didn't
okay.
know you had apples. Uh
huh.
All right, take me to it.
This is where you play the music.
Well, you see, I didn't have it loaded because we were doing our little music shit. So I took it out.
Do you have the Batman theme song?
Do I have the Batman theme song? I don't know. Do I? No, I don't.
All right.
Shut up, Cracker!
Hi, it's that time again for the Darker Perspective with your host, Decaf. Now, I know most black people go on these shows and always defend black people and shit, and I usually try to defend black people, you know, because it's my people and I'm black and shit like that. But today, I can't defend these motherfuckers. I try. I look at the news. I try to get reasoning behind it, but I can't defend them. Now, it's like every old black athlete wants to be in trouble. It's like a trend and shit. It's like Lizzie Lohan and the Britney Spears and the crack bitches. You know what I'm saying? It's like crack whores and broke down niggas stealing shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand what the fuck's going on. I don't understand the trend. But, of course, we know about Michael Vick. Dumb motherfucker. Threw his whole career away. Now, see, I got a brother. See, I got someone that can pitch in because white people can't talk through this section. Michael Vick, man. Dumb. All I need to hear is dumb motherfucker. Just say it.
Dumb motherfucker.
Nah, man. You got to say it better than that, brother.
Michael Vick is a dumbass motherfucker.
There we go. Now we go to the next person. Mike Tyson. Now this motherfucker was caught with cocaine and weed. And you know you're a criminal already. You got a big ass tattoo on your face. You know what I'm saying? Looking ugly as a motherfucker. Like y'all got Batman coming, like a Batman symbol on the side of your cheek. Now what you got to say about Mike Tyson, brother?
Mike Tyson is the spokesperson for dumb motherfuckers. especially in the sports, is in the sports community. Mike Tyson ain't even a celebrity no more. He's just
that junkie nigga that tried to jack your shit, jack your chain. And then next, O.J. Simpson. Well, I already went off of O.J. last week, and I think a week before, and I think a week before that. But let's talk about O.J. again. Now, this motherfucker is 60, right? He goes mobbing through the goddamn Palace Station. Now, who the fuck goes to the Palace Station? We don't even go to the Palace Station. I haven't been to the Palace Station. I've been here all my fucking life. Who the fuck goes to the Palace Station and steal boxes of shit and walk out in a parking lot with brown boxes? Who does that shit?
OJ need to be happy they didn't arrest his ass X amount of years ago. So now he want to get back in the limelight by fucking up with petty crimes? So, I mean, he got away from killing them white folk, and he should be happy.
He should be happy he can eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich while someone fucking up in his ass. So what you got to say about OJ Simpson?
That's a dumb motherfucker.
Now, we're going to talk about Isaiah Thomas. What the fuck were you doing? And you know the thing is, the girl that I was hoping, I was like, okay, Isaiah Thomas is saying some sexual harassment shit, calling her a bitch and all this other shit, asking her dates or whatever. I was hoping, I see, let the girl be good looking. Let her be fine because, you know, they're always fucking ugly, right? You know, Anita Hill was fucking ugly, right? And she's ugly. And you know if a bitch's name is Anucha. you know she's from the hood. You know she may have the corporate job, but she's a hood rat. Hood rat. And this motherfucker got caught up and he up here, whatever you say, whatever you think, I'm not guilty. Motherfucker, you just say you guilty by coming out saying some shit like that. So what you got to say about Isaiah Thomas?
Well, first of all, Isaiah Thomas remind me of Kobe Bryant real quick. So you're going to leave the dime piece that you got at your house in your bed, cooking you breakfast in a bikini. And you gonna fuck with an old busted female? Like, what the fuck? You got rich just for the sole purpose of having sex with these beautiful women, and you gonna come through and get, you know what I'm saying, Aunt Jemima from the hood? Come on. Isaiah Thomas, dumb motherfucker.
Thank you. That's all I gotta say for the Darker Perspective. I've been your host, Big Daddy Decaf, and Son Skrillin. Krillin. Trillin. Trimmin. What the fuck? I read that one, man.
Sweet. Wow, that was a great bit. You look. I saw you look. I saw you look.
I look. You win. That reminds me, people need to be calling in 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
So I wanted to talk about something real quick.
Oh, see, now I had something. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I don't care. You can wait. I wasn't here last week, and we couldn't talk about it last week.
Yeah.
No show.
Oh, sorry.
No show, no call.
No call, no show, yeah.
I called and I...
Motherfucker.
I let him know I had a work thing going on.
At least I call at 7.
I'm not going to be here this week. I got some important stuff to do at work.
Yeah, hold on, guys. I'll be there in a minute. Hold the bong upright.
No, 2 weeks ago, I did potentially one of the dumbest... one of the dumbest and most painful things I've done in a long time. I played Halo 3 for 24 hours straight.
Damn.
And you say, you hear that, and you're like, okay, well, it's really not that big of a deal, but we got to go over what the day entailed first. I got up at 5 a.m., worked all day, went home, took a nap for about an hour, went back, did my thing, got the game at 9 o'clock, and then started playing at midnight. And that fucking kicked my ass. And then I played the game for 24 hours straight. Those of you that tuned in and watched it, thank you. You're as dumb as I am.
I guess that's why they tuned in.
Dude, people, I'm sorry. At one point, we had a couple hundred people watching me play a video game.
100 people.
What is wrong with you people? You're watching me play a video game.
Are you serious? 100 fucking people watching you play?
Yes.
100 fucking people watching. I was looking at the numbers at the time going, oh my God.
Now, Insomniac Brit stayed up to watch it. And a big thanks to the guys at Justin.TV for that. We have our own channel and I want to start using that more. But holy shit, I played this game for 24 hours straight, and I have a great review for it, and I'm not going to talk about it here, because that leads to the next subject.
All right, what's the next subject?
The next subject is I have been asked to be a guest blogger slash reviewer slash I don't know what the hell on a new tech site, kind of like it's called Tech Persona, so mm-hmm. techpersona.com. Check it out. It's kind of like Gizmodo, Engadget, that sort of thing.
I'm flirting with the white girl. It ain't nothing new.
Exactly. I was going to say.
It's just business.
Gee,
it's
what a departure from your usual behavior.
It's business as usual over here.
So anyway, early next week, probably Monday or Tuesday, we'll be posting my entire review of Halo 3 from the 24 hours. And then to coincide with that, I have a bunch of audio that I recorded that day. We'll be putting up on the site for people to download and listen to. And it's really funny. At about the 18-hour mark, like I said, I got really bad and really loopy because I beat the game.
You got lupus?
Lupus, yeah. I beat the game in 13 hours, so I still had another 11 hours to go.
So what the fuck you do? Replayed it again?
No, I played the multiplayer for 11 hours and got really fucking pissed off.
Well, all those 14-year-old kids and shit?
No, actually, it was a bunch of guys like me at that time. It was a bunch of guys who skipped work. It was a bunch of guys who skipped work the next day to play Halo.
Nice.
It was great. It was a lot of fun, though. And so next week, we'll have that up on Tech Persona, and I'll be doing, a regular column on there now. So it's
very cool. So we'll get that link up on Spankwagon soon for you.
100 people can't tune in to see your ass we had, play Halo.
The course of the 24 hours, we had about 175 to 200 or so people. And that's video.
Get
and
a job.
Well, there were people watching me from
school,
work.
Do something productive with your life.
And, you know, not all of it. Most of the time we had the camera.
You're talking about our fan base.
You know, shut up.
I mean, keep watching Halo, you guys.
Shut up and do some jumping jacks. No. We get a trampoline if we need one. No, but not the entire time. It wasn't just the camera pointed at the screen. A lot of times the camera was pointed at me, which I realized that at about 12, 13 hours, I was looking pretty rough. Like the hair was just fucking crazy going.
Bathroom
break. Yeah, seriously. I had huge hair, hadn't shaved. I'm sitting there in my PJs, and I was brutal, man. It was bad. And my entire diet literally did consist of leftover pizza.
Well, I remember the following evening.
Did you have flies in your beer?
Trench, Trench, go get me like a sandwich. I need bread. I need something with bread.
Actually, you know, it's funny. I told the wife to tell you that I wanted Memphis because I wanted ribs, and you came back with the one sandwich I won't eat.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I won't eat Subway. That shit's nasty, dude. I can't stand Subway.
See, now I was told Subway. Oh, well.
Well, what's wrong with Subway?
I hate Subway.
It's that way you
no
eat
meat,
it's
like, all bread?
Like fried bologna and the skillet with Miracle Whip.
With the bubble?
With the bubble.
Of the two, I personally prefer porta subs. No, porta subs.
Yeah, porta subs.
I like porta subs because they cut the meat fresh and it's generally better ingredients.
No. I'm going to go with him on Quiznos.
Now, Quiznos is good, too.
Quiznos compared to the three. Now, here, though, in Vegas, we're spoiled because we do have Capriotti's.
Oh,
you want a real sandwich, go to Capriotti's.
Oh, the Bobby.
That's the way to do it. Yo, the Bobby.
Capriotti's all right.
I've never been there.
You're
just mad they don't serve fried chicken.
Wait. For the girl here. The Bobby. Imagine turkey dinner served on a roll. Pure and simple. The turkey, the stuffing, the cranberry sauce, everything.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Wonderful thing. Hey, I just wanted to kind of sidetrack. You want to talk about tech stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever printed and got a pop-up when you printed?
No, I always hit the print-friendly version. At the time.
No, no, this is the print-friendly version. That is a pop-up when I was printing out my nudes today.
So you hit the click-to-print version right there?
That's the click-to-print version.
Nice.
And I get a pop-up.
You get a pop-up with a click-to-print version?
Damn. Close the browser.
How the fuck do I close this pop-up when I...
I've never seen that shit before.
I couldn't believe that. When that came out, I was like, oh, yeah, Merfel, like crazy. This is an article about the Budweiser plant in Czech, in the Czech Republic closing. I mean, this is a beer, you know, news story.
Hooray, beer!
And then I go to print the fucker, and I wish you guys could. I wish we had. This is when I wish we were on TV.
Yeah.
Because they would love this.
Dude, you have a scanner? Scan it.
I should. Well, yeah. No, I don't anymore.
Oh, shit. I have a scanner. I'll scan it.
Yeah, scan that because I got a goddamn pop up on a print.
That's really funny.
That's from what time?
I wouldn't have believed it.
You know, I didn't. I couldn't believe it either. I just started screaming.
Speaking of beer, I got a gloat about something.
Oh, what's that?
I got a gloat. So we talked about it at the beginning of the season. We did fantasy baseball this year, and the beer league, which and Ken and a couple of
and you
were supposed to be there, and you bailed like last minute because you're a big fucking pansy. And
because
it was
I know
masturbating.
Why, because over you.
I guess in my general direction.
In his direction.
Thinking of you aiming at me.
Hey.
Damn.
You know what it's like when he's sitting in a class and there are two bald-headed guys in front of him? He's thinking of you.
Oh.
Better than thinking of you aiming at me. I'd rather him think of me and aim at you. I'm fine with that.
But yeah, we did
We need to talk about this.
We did the beer league. And let's see, it was you, and there was Ken, Josh, a couple of other guys.
Yeah, we know.
A couple guys, Dan, who's been on the show. Dan was on it, and Brickman. And the first prize winner gets a six-pack of beer from everybody in the game, or everybody in the league. And second year in a row, lo and behold, I took first place again.
Why, because you're the only one to put in your lineup every week?
Hell no, dude. Ken,
everyone's had the people doing stuff at the week after the game 40 and shit.
I dominated game 4, and I'm like,
game 4 was that.
I dominated almost the entire year, and then about the last 2 months, I took a nasty drop when I had like three pitchers and two of my big bat guys go on the DL. So I was fucked for about a month there, and that's when Ken and Brickman overtook me, and they sat there. So I sat in third place for a while. And the difference...
Well, you know, Ken don't leave the house, huh?
Well, second place, Ken, who was in second, he was 2.5 games back. And then me being in third, I was 24 games back. So there was a big gap there between second and third. And
so
then...
So you did the Colorado Rockies?
Pretty much.
I don't watch baseball, though.
Yeah, and I came from out of nowhere, and I fucking wound up winning that thing. It was great. It came down to me and Dan in the finals, and Dan spent the entire year in last place. So I am expecting beer. So I need beer there, Trench.
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
Yeah.
As soon as other people do.
Yeah, hey, buy the goddamn beer.
Dan ordered a, because it's kind of hard to ship beer from Detroit, apparently. He ordered a.
Steel Reserve.
It's a blue ribbon. He'll get you some blue ribbon.
No, he ordered me one of those nice, large Rogue IPA bottles. So okay. He's sending me a bottle of Rogue. Brickman is sending a six-pack he's making himself of various microbrews from the Rhode Island area. I think Josh is sending some microbrew from up in Reno, which is kind of funny. And Ken and I got to talk, and then that's you, man. That's it.
Okay. Well, you'll get mine someday.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying I'm not going to pay. I'll pay one of these days.
I'll expect payment rather promptly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're going to get a six-pack of water with a beer on top of each one. There you go.
See, the thing is, he's making demands over what he wants to get. So
no,
he's
no,
like,
no. I didn't make demands. I told everyone specifically, you bring me your favorite beer. So, Trench, since you don't drink beer.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get someone else to give me a few good suggestions.
I did get him to drink an entire glass of beer the other night. I was rather proud of myself.
Just come to my house. I just throw some beers in the bag that people don't drink, and I'll give you back his beer that he left for my birthday party.
Dude, we just finally we just finally got him back the beer he left at our house.
What did I leave at your place? What was that?
Sam Adams.
Was it the cherry wheat?
Cherry wheat.
Oh, dude, the cherry wheat's good too.
I know, but you're not getting it back though. You're not getting that.
That's why, you know, the only
you get Budweiser in a can.
Let me go ahead and throw myself under the bus. When I go places and take beer, I never expect to bring it back with me unless I go one place, and that's Ken's house. Whenever I go to his house and I take beer with me, I always bring the extras back home. I don't know why I do it only at him. Like at your house, I'll leave it at Decaf's house. But for some reason, whenever I go to Ken's house, I just...
Sound like a little resentment.
I don't think so. I just think it's the fact that I know he won't drink it and it'll sit there until like...
And you know I will?
No, your wife would.
Oh, my wife would. Yeah, absolutely.
It's the only way you guys ever have sex is when she's drunk.
Oh.
Damn. burn.
So that's what it takes, huh?
Why do you think now you want to get drunk? Ruin.
Bailey's.
Okay, I don't think you should be talking. He's got a child.
Oh, oh.
You got a Star Wars room.
That is his baby.
And a very large AOL buddy list. That's all I'm going to say.
Poor Jane.
ASL.
I know, man.
Are you 14? That's chat.
See how they beat on me. He's always picking up me.
Aw. You
know.
He almost didn't have a wife there for
a minute. That's all I got.
Dude, don't feel bad.
No problem. No problem? Well, aren't you afraid he'll get away?
Heavens no! Not with the shackle.
Introducing the shackle, the revolutionary new way of servant monitoring.
Place
the shackle around his or her wrist, and when your property strays from your designated area, in minutes, the authorities have your chattel in custody. The secret? Inside the shackle is a space-age computer monitoring chip, allowing the police to track your slippery butt on radar. In no time, he's back home in his cabin. Made of lightweight aluminum alloys, the shackle won't weight your uncle down like old-fashioned chains. And it's tough. The shackle will stand up to the most.
Oh, my God.
Just so you know, that's actually
from a documentary.
You realize
we're going to show up in the next album as Kill Whitey? He's going to have that motivation
now. That's a Spike Lee movie, right?
No, no, no. It's not a Spike Lee movie.
I thought it was what if the Confederacy won.
Yeah, I don't
it's Spike Lee.
Is it Spike Lee?
Yeah, Spike Lee.
Yeah, it's called the CSA, the Confederate States of America. It's actually a really cool documentary. It really does outline just how bad this country could have been.
If the South won.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. I'm not even offended because I cuss out white people after I watch Roots and The Color Purple. I just feel like choking every white person I see.
Wait, we got to retell this story. We had a troupe in here from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And this, they don't listen anymore, so I can say it. The girl who played Frankenfurter that should be a guy was probably one of the most disgusting-looking individuals I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wow.
That's saying a lot, considering the 450-pound individual she brought with her.
He was only 450. I think he was lying.
He had to have been lying.
The woman who was standing here in this...
Make your breasts look like... Make your breasts look like this goddamn wall.
Yeah, shit.
That's how big his titties was.
But this girl was just nasty and lanky and probably in her early 50s. So she had with her a whip. So, of course... In good fun, we had to get her to whip James L., and he's sitting there, and I just start screaming, "Say your name's Toby."
Yeah.
And I took my lashes.
Willie.
And I took my lashes. This shit hurt. Felt good, though.
Did she whip the shit out of you, didn't she?
I had a heart on that.
So what do you think was a harder hit, that or when Trench got spanked by the Suicide Girl?
Because
she whooped your ass pretty good there, dude.
I think when you got hit by I think that was harder
Chaotica,
than the whipping.
Yeah, she kicked my ass. Because
she was holding back on the whipping. So.
But because Chaotica did it out of the blue. You're like, okay, we're going to do it on air. One, two, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, pow. I'm like, fuck.
It's never really fun if someone doesn't get abused.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so a little bit of history today. 50 years ago yesterday, the Russians launched Sputnik.
Sputnik.
Sputnik. Told you we get the geek stuff.
Isn't that like a bag of chips?
Think about that. Huh? Nice.
Give me a bag of Sputniks.
That's pretty scary. You're up.
No, that's not what I was saying. I was pointing you to look at the message I just sent
you.
Oh,
okay. What did you just send me? My outro. Yes, your outro.
Okay.
So 50 years ago yesterday, history has changed when the Soviet Union, those damn commies, successfully launched Sputnik 1, the world's first artificial satellite, which was only about the size of a beach ball and weighed about 188 pounds. That changed the world.
Can you imagine that now in comparison to some of the satellites they've got up there?
That sounds like Jessica's left titty.
Wow.
Is it? Wow. Wait. Is it orbiting something there?
The right one is 192.
Oh!
You put in that shit, the scale, the fruit scale at the Smiths. That motherfucking air was...
Oh, my God.
Are you going to take that? Look, she's got nothing. She's got nothing.
Oh, my God. She's like, I never planned on this. I never.
I got conned into you this.
You got conned into this.
Yeah, we could always finish up this the way we used to.
Uh-oh.
Movie titles. Boobs of Thunder.
Mammoth Breast.
Oh, my God.
Boob Wars.
Boob Wars.
Uh-huh. I guess this is what happens when you're an only girl on a all dude.
You know, we used to have a girl. And
she
moved to L.A.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She had nice tits, but she used to put her on
kick our ass.
Yeah, she'd whoop the shit out of us.
She owned us, so.
physically, it hurt, but it was a good kind of pain.
She gave me back my balls after 2 weeks.
Ooh.
She had them in a jar. She was showing them to me every week.
I do miss Ginger. I see all of her. I see all of her MySpace, you know, things, and she's having a good time out there.
The bomb.
So I miss her though.
California sellout.
Seriously.
But I love you,
Murph. Why don't you go ahead and take us out?
Sure.
Dun.
You got me up.
Yeah.
I guess it would help if I click it. Wow, dude, there's something going on with your printer here.
Yeah, my printer sucks today. Yeah. I got to change ink.
Outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio.
What?
That's right, Spankwagon Radio.
No shit.
Yep, Spankwagon Radio.
How can we find Spankwagon Radio on the internet, nigga?
You go to www.spankwagon.net.
Oh, shit, that makes sense.
Wow. Just want to say thank you to the guys who help us get on the air every week. That would be here at LB Rocks. Big thanks. Jimmy, we miss you. We love you. See you soon. Also want to say big thanks to all of our affiliates out there. Flash FM, KC Host, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, WebMix, Classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, and of course, Nomad Radio Network. Hey, any word from Brad?
No word from Brad.
Wow, someone should get him a new tampon. Guys, remember, if we're not live,
you can find us in the archive.
That's right. Podcast.lvrocks.com. The last 2 months worth of shows are always there. And if you can't find us there, you can always get us at the archive on spankwagon.net. Don't forget, we're very lonely people and we need new friends. MySpace.com/spankwagon, where you can catch us. And of course, Son, you want to give your MySpace one more time?
Son Krillin, MySpace.com/SonKrillin, SonKrillin. Check me out, y'all.
And Jessica, do your breasts have a MySpace page?
No.
Yes, they do.
Not yet, but that's actually kind
they
of
do have a MySpace page. It just takes 6 hours to load.
I have a MySpace page.
Because of the tits.
You should get the tits. Each one of them needs their own MySpace page. That'd be great.
Titty one and titty two.
MySpace.leftbreast.com. MySpace.rightbreast.
Wow.
/buttnick/180.com.
Take me home tonight. Oh, dude, this is wrong.
Got it. Okay, keep going.
So, guys, this has been Spankwagon Radio. Again, you can find us at Spankwagon.net every week. We're here.
It's a Spankwagon production, Spankwagon direct.
Yeah, Spankwagon Radio is a Spankwagon Radio production produced by Chris Murphy, executive producer.
Titles, dude. Titles.
Associate producer, Big Trencher, and large Negro in the box being decaf. For the boys and the girls with the girls, I've been Murphy.
I've been Trencher.
A Big Daddy Decaf.
Son Krillin in the building.
That's right. And Jessica and her boobs. And this week, it's like Boobzilla's entered the building.
Hey, retard's out.
And the boobies are with him.
I've been singing with my band. Cross the wire, cross the land. I've seen every blue-eyed floozy on the way. But their beauty and their style were kind of smooth after a while. Take me to their dirty ladies every time. Come on. Oh, won't you take me home tonight? Oh, down beside you.
Hey everyone, it's Papa Joe, and I've got to tell you, Maggiano's Little Italy is the best Italian restaurant in the country. Red check tablecloths, mahogany wood, and you can hear the music of Francis Albert Sinatra while you dine. Does it get any better than Maggiano's? I ask you. Now to the food. For me, I like to start with a little chopped salad, and theirs is the best, with some blue cheese and some prosciutto. Oh, delicioso. For dinner, Maggiano's has a wide variety of Italian specialties, the best veal in the city, plus steaks, seafood, and chops. And it's all served family style. That means big portions to take home with you. Maggiano's Little Italy in Las Vegas is located right on the Las Vegas Strip in the Fashion Show Mall, directly across from the Wynn Hotel. Do yourself a favor, go to their website, Maggiano's.com, to find a location nearest to you. Maggiano's Little Italy, authentic food and authentic dining experience. Squisito.
Ask anyone who lives in Vegas where to go for the best action, and they'll point you to a Station Casino. With seven exciting casinos throughout the Las Vegas Valley, Station Casinos is famous for great service, delicious meals, and the most ways to play. You'll find thousands of the hottest new slots, the friendliest table games, and award-winning race and sports books. No matter what season, no matter what sport, the Station Casino sports books bring all the action right to your seat. Kick back and watch your favorite teams on big screen TVs. Enjoy the personal friendly service. One visit and you'll see why serious sports bettors rely on Station Casinos for the best action in Vegas. Palace, Boulder, Texas, Sunset, Santa Fe, Green Valley Ranch, and the new Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa. The best places to stay. The best places to play. Call today to find out about our great room rates.